WPRN Public Radio is supported by the Built on Dreams Media Network and from listeners like you. Thank you.
Oksana Kukuruza, welcome. It's great to have you with me today.
Thanks, Adam, for having me on public radio. I really appreciate it.
You have an interesting story to tell. You were born in the USA.
Yes.
But your parents are from Ukraine. Because you do have this connection to Ukraine, even though you were born here, what do you think about this whole mess?
It's a really good question that you asked me, because there isn't a day since February 24th, 2022, that I haven't thought about this mess in Ukraine. In fact, the invasion is really the catalyst that made me realize that I need to write this book. What Russia is doing is so eerily similar to some of the atrocities Hitler and the Nazis did to occupied countries during World War II.
September 1st, 1939, he invaded Poland.
Exactly.
He took all the North countries. Blitzkrieg, lightning war, is never truer, because after the invasion of Poland, he started moving everywhere into Europe that he could get.
I agree. And to me, Putin just opened up the Hitler playbook, and he's playing it word for word, but yet with a twist, he's trying to call the Ukrainians the Nazis and the fascists, which to me is completely hysterical and is absolutely untrue. I lived in Ukraine in the mid-1990s. I may not have been born there, but I went there to see the country, to understand it, to understand my parents better. I did not see Nazis walking around Ukraine when I lived there. And I don't believe any more Nazis exist in Ukraine today than exist anywhere else in Europe or North America.
Sunflowers Bend But Rarely Break is the name of your book.
Yes.
What got you started on this path to write?
A few years ago, a friend of mine from Australia was writing leadership anthology books, and she asked me to write a couple of chapters. This was before the current war broke out in Ukraine. I remembered how much I enjoyed writing when I was young. And then when the war broke out, I realized that I needed to write my parents' stories because they have a unique experience that happened during World War II that is not covered in history. It's written from an academic point of view, but I wanted to bring it to a broader audience under the guise of what's happening currently in Europe with the war in Ukraine.
Sunflowers Bend But Rarely Break. Is this a metaphor for Ukrainians in general?
It absolutely is, Adam. When I think about what my parents went through during the war, when I think about what Ukrainians are dealing with today, whether they're just trying to survive in the occupied territories, if they're fighting on the front line, if they're supporting the war from their country, or if they're trying to make a new life as a refugee in a new country, I think about how they have to bend like a sunflower trying to reach for the sun, but they have that resiliency not to break.
When your parents started talking to you about World War II, what were you feeling?
My parents rarely talked about the war. My father said nothing. My mother would give little hints of things. She would say, I went to Germany on a 3-month visa. I wasn't allowed to go home. Or she would say, I worked in the snow and it was hard work. It wasn't until I was in high school, I was thinking of writing a paper for school as well as for college entrance. I got up the courage to ask her if I could interview her. This was in 1988. And I was really surprised when she said yes. I realized through that interview how tough the conditions were for her when she lived in Germany. She worked for the Nazis under the Third Reich. She didn't do it because of politics. She did it because she was going hungry back in Ukraine. The irony is she traded one life of toiling on a farm with an empty stomach for another life of toiling for an empty stomach. Life was no better for her under the Nazis. She couldn't leave. Then on top of that, she had to witness many atrocities and quite a bit of fear at the hands of the Nazis.
GIs that came back would never talk about this. Not until they were in their 70s or 80s. That's how shell-shocked they must have been.
Yes, Adam, it was the same for my mother. I believe the only reason why she was so candid with me in my interview is because she was in her mid-60s. I've been doing quite a bit of research. Her real-life story is even worse than what she told me for that essay.
How has such a poor country developed the resilience to fight against a more extensive and affluent adversary?
It has been in their soul for a couple of hundred years now. They have been in the middle of great powers, the German Empire, Austro-Hungary, the Russian Empire, and Ukraine itself stands for borderland. So they've been used to being taken over. However, after 1991, when Ukraine became an independent country, they've now had over 30 years of independence. They don't want to give that up.
There's a story behind every decision to migrate. What was your parents' story?
Both of my parents were deathly afraid of the communists. They were deathly afraid of Nazis. They were afraid of extremism at both ends. They were very lucky to find the U.S. Army and live in the U.S. occupied zones. They both could not rest until they came to the United States as immigrants so that they could find freedom, because they refused to go home until Ukraine was liberated from communism.
What was the immigrant experience like for your parents, and did it influence you in any way?
It was very tough coming to the United States, where there were not many Ukrainians here. Often Americans thought that we were Russian and not Ukrainian. My parents had to work very hard to survive and to thrive in this country. It makes me work hard. It gives me a very strong work ethic, as well as it makes me very proud to be Ukrainian and American.
Was there any part of writing this book that was most challenging to you?
Yes, the lack of information that I have about my parents' actual experiences. There's also not a lot of information about the forced labor experience. Lastly, it's very emotional and traumatic for me because the forced laborers were treated just one level above concentration camp victims.
How exactly has it affected you?
There are times it has broken me down to the point where I have tears in my eyes. Both my parents have passed away. I wish I could just give them a hug to say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was this bad.
It's a double-edged sword because they don't want to talk about it for so many years.
Yes.
Is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners about with regards to your book and the journey you're taking people on through the book?
What I'm finding in my middle age, writing a book and potentially changing careers, is just how empowering it really can be. So even though this book is an emotional journey, I believe I will come out the other side an even stronger person and a better advocate for Ukraine.
You know that will happen. I mean, you're brave enough to relive it all by your research and what you're writing.
It really is. But it's so important for the American audience to understand that this happened to millions and millions and millions of people in Nazi Germany. And if Putin gets his way and continues to make his way westward, it's going to happen again in Europe. We need to stop it.